Tougher Alternative. You're listening to Indy 101.5 CIOI.
This is Endrick of Endrick and the Sandwiches, and you're latched on Brews Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Get dancing shoes on, because you're going to hear some great blues tunes.
Eric and the Sandwiches, led by Eric Trombley out of Quebec. They may have an unusual name, but boy, do they put out some great music. Their latest release is called Sunny Salsa. We're going to spin Hotspot and My Money. Let's enjoy Endrick and the Sandwiches as they kick off Blue Source Canada.
We're in a hot spot, living in a dangerous mood. We're in a hot spot, living in a dangerous mood. We're in a hot spot, living in a dangerous mood. We're in a hot spot, living in a dangerous mood. So you might as well enjoy the game. Living in a dangerous mood. We're in a hot spot. Living in a dangerous mood. We're in a hot spot. Living in a dangerous mood. We're in a hot spot. Living in a dangerous mood. Sound a little light-hearted, we see no solutions ahead. Look out for yourself, dear old Ben.
Money. It might not be a lie, you what you want, unless it's what you want. But at the end of the day, my money. He's catching with me.
And the Sandwiches from Sunny Salsa. Also from the province of Quebec, Ricky Paquette. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago. A well-established guitar player. This is his second solo release. We've got Drinking Beer and Driving Around. Well, I guess we shouldn't be doing that. And Be Who You Be, Ricky Paquette from his new release, Sparks. Matt from Sparks from the Kawartha Lakes area. This guy has been around and playing the blues for quite a while. This is Wiley Harold. How long can this go on? That's really a very good question when we're talking about COVID. And then we've got Take Me Back to the Good Old Days, a great tune, Wiley Harold from It Is What It Is.
I come home, it was late last night. The lights were on, thought I'd be alright. Opened the door, and to my surprise, they hit me with a frying pan between the eyes. I waiting up for you all night long. Just how long can this go on? She almost filed a missing persons report. Man, she was mad, really out of sorts. Said, next time you want to stay out all night, go look for me, cause I'll be out of sight. I ain't waiting up for you all night long. Just how long can this go on? To get a loaf of bread, you decided not to come home instead. You've been gone for almost a week now, popping it out, playing hide and seek. Cause I ain't waiting up for you all night long. Just how long can this go on? And I promise her I'd be home by 10. I'll sneak in, and quiet as a mouse. The lights off, I'm in the doghouse. I ain't waiting up for you all night long. Just how long can this go on? Just how long can this go on?
Hi, this is Wiley Harold. I wasn't looking, but the blues found me at an early age. You're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. You know, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad.
sure do miss those good old days. Well, simple times and simple ways. You know, I really do miss how it used to be. I can't even program my own TV. Technology's got the best of me. I miss how it used to be. Take me back to the good old days. Take me back to the good old days. You got your Bluetooth, your Blu-ray, your MP3s. You got your iPad, your iPhone, your DVDs. You got a BlackBerry inkjet plasma screen. I don't even know what all that means. Technology gets the best of me. I miss how it used to be. Take me back to the good old days. Take me back to the good old days. Now I know a lot of people that I've never met. Says we're all friends on the internet. You got your Facebook, MySpace, that Twitter thing. I can't even recognize a cell phone ring. Technology's got the best of me. I miss how it used to be. Take me back to the good old days. Take me back to the good old days.
From It Is What It Is. Up next, a new album from Colin James. It is called Open Road. Let's listen to the title track and we'll have a chat with Colin James.
Right. birds singing their tune under the soft blue light of the moon. Time rolls like a wheel over things I knew but forgot to feel. And as I walk, the light reveals some scars I'm never gonna heal. Another day, a story told. Every life is an open lies ahead. On my way, I'm gonna be underneath the blue sky where you can find me when the sun goes down and leaves me hollow. I got you and the stars to follow. Another day, a story told.
Colin James has a new album out. It is called Open Road, and joining us is Colin James to talk about his new album. Colin, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
So tell us, why did you select the title Open Road for your album?
Well, it's my third record deep with this kind of road series we've done, Blue Highways, starting it all off. And Blue Highways was a book that came out a number of years ago, kind of about the byways, the secondary highways of America, really. So, you know, it had a nice sound to it. Miles to Go, we followed up with. Again, I think it was a Robert Frost, Miles to Go and Before I Sleep was the kind of thought of that one. And then we debated whether to go on with the road theme. You don't want to do it too many times. But open road, especially considering the pandemic and what we've all had to go through, seemed to be a hopeful title. And the song itself kind of dictated. It was one of the more modern songs on the record, I suppose. It was an original and seemed to make sense.
I love the line, every life is an open road.
It was that line that kind of cemented the song getting done. You know, I sat with just a pad of paper one day and I went, you know, every life is an open road. And I thought that's, I like that. I like that in itself. You know, everyone has not everyone has the same privilege or the same road, God knows. But everyone has choices to make inside of their own milieu. And I like the idea of that. And I enjoyed working on it long distance. You know, I'd had most of the idea together. And then Craig Northey, I thought about Craig would be a good person to phone to help me through it. And he really nailed it. We didn't even talk. I sent him the bed track with the chorus kind of in there and some words, and he sent it right back just like it is. And we changed maybe just two lines in that.
One thing for sure, musicians always like to evolve their music. Do you feel this album is a little bit different from your previous albums?
You know, I'm just experiencing what it's like to be, these last three records have been kind of accepted below the border in the States. I've kind of been not reinvented, but as a blues guy, you know, after being kind of a pop blues guy all my life. And that's presented new opportunities for what they call Americana, which is, you know, a further extension from the blues world as far as it opens up, you know, anything from John Hiatt to Lucinda Williams to as far as people doing Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. There's a kind of a wide swath of music that it encompasses. And we don't really have it in Canada as a radio source like they do in the States. So it'd be wise to look at that, especially someone like me who is tended to go from, you know, from rock to blues to a little big band. I've kind of moved inside my own career a fair amount. But I do think it's important, you know. I loved making Blue Highways, and it was so nice to see it embraced like it was. Because at its root, it was really just me going, and all my life I've kind of done this, where, you know, I was signed to a pretty major pop label, you know, Virgin Records America, as my first recording contract. And it was a pretty big label. And they have people like Iggy Pop and Keith Richards and as their first signings, as well as me. So, you know, it's just been, it's important to show growth. And I'm really just so excited to be able to make records and start connecting with people south of the border in a way that I have these last three records has been exciting. And, you know, it'd be nice. So as far as the, you know, moving into new territories, it's probably wise to look at that.
Do you have a favorite song on this album? Is there one song that speaks to you the most?
I have different reasons for loving things. Like, I love the Coco Taylor. Well, it's actually not a Coco Taylor track, but I heard it from Coco Taylor. That's why I'm crying. But I love that super traditional blues with that beautiful reverb on the rhythm guitar. I've always been a sucker for that. Charles Brown, Ray Agee, some of those real traditional blues artists, though, that had that sweet tenor voice. Well, I guess Charles Brown, I guess you couldn't call him a tenor. He'd be more of a baritone. But he had a sweet voice, Charles Brown. And so I love that. I love the Dylan track, the rockin' track on the record. But I'm still a rock fan. And this record was nice for me because I could go from, you know, the Tony Joe White's thing to a real traditional Albert King thing to Open Road, which is a bit more of a J.J. Cale, on to the Bob Dylan, where I could just be a rocker for a tune. So I enjoy all the differences. So like I say, I enjoy different songs for different reasons. Raging River, I might say, is my favorite on the record, only because I meant to record it for years, didn't get to it for 20 years of my life. Me and Colin Linden wrote that in 1993, maybe even earlier. And he put it on a record of his, but it was never quite right for me. It was a little too in the country Americana vein for me to feel comfortable putting on some of my records. And I don't know why I didn't do it. There's actually no reason why. It just now was the time. And Colin played that beautiful ambient slide in the background, which is so gorgeous.
And you've got some really special guests on this album with you.
Yeah, well, you know, but I'm proud to say that the people on my record are my band, generally. I do have Craig Northey playing some rhythm guitar, and I love using Craig Northey as a rhythm guitar player because he doesn't play like a blues player. He's a pop player. So when he takes on a shuffle, he plays in a very distinct way, and I like it. He's so different from how I approach the guitar that it's a great counterpoint. Other people in the band, Chris Cadell playing rhythm guitar, who's been playing with me for years, just recently moved on to the band Big Wreck, but he plays on it. Simon Kendall on Hammond organ has been a stalwart of the Vancouver scene for many years on Hammond. Jesse O'Brien from Hamilton on keys. I love Jesse. On bass, we had Steve Pelche on some of the record, and we had one of my oldest friends, Norm Fisher, playing bass, and he's a Vancouver bass player who did the last 10 or so years with Brian Adams. Norm is one of the most musical bass players I've ever heard. The way he plays on that Bob Dylan track just slays me. But that's it. You know, in the old days, I used to get kind of name musicians to join me on records, which I loved, Mickey Khoury or Waddy Wattel. But on my last three records, I've kind of used my band.
And that's great. So far, you've done incredible stuff. 7 Juno Awards, 27 Maple Blues Awards. What keeps you motivated, Colin? What keeps you wanting to create music?
Strictly the music itself. Strictly. I mean, you know, we went on a short tour before we, you know, before the pan, you know, the second wave, third wave hit. And, you know, I got out and played some shows, you know, and it was like shockingly cathartic and healing after 2 years of sitting around, you know, being a musician who has been playing since I was 13. And, you know, you forget that it's kind of part of your DNA. And I'm sure it's been pretty devastating for a lot of musicians, this inactivity. And it showed me just how strongly it runs. Just playing some shows was just so good, and so good to get my chops back together on the guitar and my, you know, running a show, talking to the audience, just everything about it. And it's just been so that's my, you know, that I'm still so excited to work on a record, on a new record and a new project. And and just making music, it's just thrilling.
Well, I certainly hope we can see you on tour someday soon when things start to open up here a little bit. Where can fans buy your record? And I say buy, not stream. Let's go out there and support musicians and buy. Where can they get a hold of your album?
Yeah, well, colinjames.com has got everything on it you need to know. I suppose you could also buy it through Stony Plain Records, my record label. Any other vendors, obviously. I know I'm happy that people are, you know, Spotify and Apple are obviously a place, but it is a different set of rules as far as the compensation is concerned, but it's really what we have to deal with now. And I'm really looking forward to this tour with Buddy Guy. You know, we're doing 21 shows in the States with Buddy, starting in LA on the 13th. And I've just, you know, I've run into Buddy all my life, and more so in the last 5 years than previous years. but I think I played my first show with Buddy when I was 21 or so, and I'm 57. So looking forward to that, playing some beautiful venues all through the States. And really looking forward to trying to get some Americans out to see me and get better known down south of the border, you know? So that's our job ahead of us now.
Well, it certainly would be well-deserved. I hope the American audiences feel the same way Canadian audiences do about you. And hopefully soon we will see you appearing in Canada. Colin, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure is mine. Thanks.
You can't change it. You can't rearrange it. Time is all that we've got. So baby, let's take it. Is loving the moment is right. It's worth all those years in the past. Let's go one more night. Get away from the blind satellite. Honey, I want you to be by my side. Yeah, my back door moves, ain't no more, no more. Get away from the blind satellite. Honey, I want you to be by my side. Me and my back door moves, ain't no more.
Thanks to Colin James for joining us. Again, the album is Open Road. This is a fabulous album we're going to play now.
It won the MBA, the Maple Blues Awards Album of the Year. It is the Smoke Wagon Blues Band with the Ballad of Albert Johnson. We've got Poor Man Blues and the Fat Man. Let's enjoy the Smoke Wagon Blues Band.
This is Corey Luke from the Smoke Wagon Blues Band, and we're digging the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the blues alive, and don't forget to boogie.
Wagon Blues Band from the Ballad of Albert Johnson. And that wraps up another edition of Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some Davis Hall and the Green Lanterns. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indy 101.5. Blues Source International is coming up next.